Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti reporting at the 64th Berlinale, and today we are with Pernille Fischer-Christensen, director of Someone You Love.
So Pernille, how did you become involved with this project?
Actually, the idea for this movie, the very, very little first fragile beginning of it was that I had a desire for working with music. I just and it's not that, it's very irrational. It's just I would like to do something where I work with music.
Yeah.
And out of that came the character, Thomas Jacob, the musician. So we started. We tried to create a story where the music would play a very big narrative role, and in that sense that we have this very closed and somewhat alienated man who has put himself in a kind of emotional prison, and it's not very easy to see what is going on in him, but through these songs in the film you get a deeper sense of who he is and what he has inside. So that's where it started. The music and the songs really came a lot out of Michael's voice. You know, he just has this voice and I cannot change it. So I cannot tell him, you are Nick Cave or you are Leonard Cohen. I mean, he is. He's going to create his own songs and do his own work with his songs. So what we did, what I did was that for each song in the film, I work very precisely with what is it going to tell the song, what would the lyrics be, what do we want, what do I want to the audience to know about him at this point. So I made for each song I made this should be these and these instruments, it should have this tempo, this should be very rocky, this should be a ballad, this should be a love song, this should be actually a psalm you could sing at a funeral, and so on. I would give these all these little pools of lyrics to a singer-songwriter called Tina Dico. I would give them to Tina Dico. She would come back to me with sketches. I would go to them, to Michael. We would test it on him, like, this is too many words, you know. Then I would go back to Tina, or I would write in the lyrics myself. So it's been a long creative process to get there where you have the feeling that it's coming from him.
That's incredibly interesting, because usually, as you know, when we identify rock stars, it's always about the persona first of all, and then there's also like a sort of like sub layers from the big kind of character on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you just said that it's the other way around, you know, you start from the content for each song and then you build up the rock stars from there. So was it?
But it was really, for example, it was also really interesting because he's an artist. So they say, okay, we want to create a truthful artist. Okay, which material is he creating art from? And that's a fiction, but I could decide that, you know. So I decided, okay, he grew up in a little society in Sweden. His father was an organ player. He learned music from the church. He's from a little society. He's close to nature. Nature must have been a part of his childhood and his sense memory. So all that, and that's parallel to, you know, writing these poems or lyrics.
So Pernille, is music like a safe haven for Michael's character, Thomas Jacobs?
Yeah, it's a safe house.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, and because no one but himself demands anything from him. So that's why it's such so crucial for him when that doesn't work any longer, when that house is torn apart. So where should he go then?
Is the castle that he lives in symbolizing the situation as well?
Yeah, you can say that. What we try to do is that actually that's I'll take the long version.
Okay.
It goes like this. Okay, Michael is 50 years old. When was he young? What kind of music did he listen to? Okay, he must have been young in the 80s. What were they inspired by in the 80s, those who wrote music? That must have been, you know. So I look at, okay, Sweden, 80s, then that's punk. What was punk inspired about? Punk, where does it, what's the root for punk? They were actually inspired a lot by the symbolistic poets in the 18th century. So this whole romantic, a romantic appearance to the artist, that the artist is somebody who's living in a castle or in an ivory tower, which he does. We worked a lot with that, also in the images, you know. So the whole the winter landscape and with the snow that is covering what is really going on underneath and.
Where does this idea of passing grief through generations come from?
You know what? I founded my own family. Sometimes I thought, what's it called? We have I have a thing I call ghosts, where you don't know where your pain comes from. You can ask your mother, what is this? What is this? She doesn't know. So you look at your grandmother, and she doesn't know either, really. But you can just see everybody has this painful thing that just keeps going on for generations until somebody, you know, does the work and says, stop, let's make a change, everybody. So for me, that's a very thing, a very important thing in the story, that, and very, my morale, that that we're all responsible for ourselves and for the next generation. We cannot use our own, you know, bad childhood as an excuse for giving our children a bad childhood. So you have to do that work as a human being.
This was Pernille Fischer Christensen, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.